Family Jack se enteró del $5 McChicken Meal Deal, del $5 McDouble Meal Deal y del nuevo $6 Daily Double Meal Deal. Todos con papitas y bebida pequeña más McNuggets de 4 piezas. ¡Wow! ¡Qué banquete! Por tiempo limitado, precios y participación pueden variar. No es válido para McDelivery.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step 1. Download Rocket Money. Step 2. Link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3. Create a financial goal, $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Bows and Company. I am your host, Emily O, and I am joined by my wonderful mother, Anne, as my company for today. Hello.
Hi, Emily. I haven't sat here in forever.
Same.
Thanks for having me, and we've been off track.
We had a little summer break, but we're back. We hope you guys are doing so well. We are very much looking forward to today's episode because we have a lot to catch up on. I feel like the summer has just been flying. I mean, where did July go? Where's July?
Where is it? I don't know. I don't know. I felt that was a manageable feel.
Gone. And we are heading into August, and I've really thoroughly enjoyed July. I feel like it's been a wonderful month. I feel like we've really sank into the summer feeling, and we've just been doing so much. And we, you know, took a couple weeks off from the show, but we're back now. We hope you guys have been having a fun July as well. I feel like everyone who I've spoken to has agreed that this summer has really flown by. And I feel like we're kind of on the same page with this. Like, I feel like I can't believe I'm saying this. I'm not ready for fall. Like, I really have been enjoying summer.
So same. And that's to be clear, we have a lot of summer left. I don't think that we are putting a fork in it yet. We have a lot of summer left. I just think that July was speedy.
Speedy month for sure, but I'm very much enjoying the summer season, and I hope you guys are as well. And a lot has been going on over the past month. So today's episode is just going to be a nice catch up. I hope you guys are doing well, whatever you're doing when you're listening to this, if you're on a commute, if you're on the treadmill. We're just going to, and we also do have some questions, kind of going over some favorites that we have been enjoying, but we're just going to kind of be into reentry mode a little bit.
I think I like this.
Yes. And as always, we have all of our other platforms to follow along on all of our adventures with. So should we start off with some bows and lows? I feel like we should just do like for this week,
because
that would be so crazy and overwhelming to do the whole month.
Well, it is. Okay, what is your bow?
I would say that my bow, we kind of did a little apartment refresh. You know, we're always kind of doing these things just because my apartment is such a great space to always be changing things out. And I feel like we hadn't done one for the summer. So it was a bit delayed, which is maybe why I'm still enjoying the summer season, because I'm loving all the new decorations that we brought into the apartment. And it's a lot of blue. And we have these new hydrangea pillows that we got from Amazon. And I don't know, it really needed some TLC and a little zhuzh. And I felt like we did that. We redid my bar cart. We also like cleaned out a lot of stuff that's just been accumulated over the past year of living at my apartment. So that's definitely my bow for the week. As far as the low, it's been, I mean, I'm sure everywhere, it's been so hot to the point where I'm like, I can't go outside. It's steamy. So that's definitely been a low. You guys know I'm one with the weather. So what about you?
Well, I actually hadn't thought about it, but I'm going to just piggyback. My bow, well, there's two things. I really liked the refresh in your apartment.
Thank you.
Yes, I loved helping you do that, and it was a little delayed, but
yeah, like it probably really should have been done in June, but we were rocking and rolling, so this is what we did. It needed it, wouldn't you say so?
Oh my gosh, yes. Yeah. And how are you showing? I saw snippets on your Insta stories. What else are you gonna
do? I put together a lovely little reel where I'm going to kind of like share everything. And most of the stuff we either had or it's from Amazon. So these are great right. pieces. And I feel like I think back to like Elizabeth's dorms and like apartments mm-hmm. that she had. Like her rooms were always very coastal, Serene and Lily all
yes.
year round.
Yes.
So I feel like the pieces that I share, though I'm doing it for like a summer refresh, like a lot of them I might kind of keep all mm-hmm. year round and stuff.
That's a great idea. And I will also say that we picked out the things on Wednesday when Laura was here working.
Yes.
And we specifically picked things that would come immediately because it dawned on us that you hadn't really done a good refresh.
Correct.
And we were kind of brainstorming things. So that's another plus. Everything came in a day or two.
It was a quick turnaround. We like instant gratification. If we're going right. to refresh something, we want to do it that week. Yes. So that's yes. exactly what we did. And you also had a lot of like ginger jars and stuff that we had around the house. And also like Home Goods is always such a good place to go.
Yes.
If you really want that instant gratification. Like I feel like they always have like a plethora of ginger jars and whatnot. So for some reason, I just wanted some blues pulled into my apartment.
No, I think it looks really good. And also you could substitute everything we picked. Like the pillows and the blankets came in other color options.
Oh, it came in like a million different colors.
So options. You could just plug it into whatever works in your space.
Totally. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So was that one of your bows?
Yes. My other bow is I've been cooking.
Yeah. You've been cooking. You've been needlepointing. Do you want to talk about your finishing? There's so much that we have. That
There's
has
so
happened
much.
This month.
And just, you know what? I don't mind cooking, but I feel like in the summer, I always kind of feel bad because I get out of it. It seems like you're on vacation or you're going out to dinner or something. So I have made some nice dinners recently.
What could you share what you've made?
Well, I made a rosemary pork tenderloin that was really good. Oh, and yeah. I just did corn on the cob mm-hmm. and some potatoes and a salad.
Lovely.
So that was good. And then I did another one that's a recipe from my friend Amy. And it's got yogurt in it and also little baby potatoes. Very summery.
Very light, very summery.
Yes. So I'm trying to just, you know, make simple things.
Yeah. Well, that's good that you're kind of getting back into cooking. I feel like everybody kind of feels like that on mm-hmm. the go here, there. You're up at the lake. You're back here.
And when it's so hot, I'm also not super hungry. Like I would like some ice cream.
Yeah. Or chips and queso and a margarita. Right. You know, that's kind of like the diet level that we're looking at right now.
Yes. Yes. So I'm really pleased with myself because I've been cooking.
Do you want to share a little bit about your needlepointing?
I am afraid if I even bring up this topic, I can't stop talking about it. I can't stop needlepointing. Needlepointing, I can't stop needlepointing. And I mean, other than that, I have some great projects. We got one in Chicago, one or two different projects. I'm almost done with one of them. And I think I've shared before that my friend Amy is trying to get a finishing business started, and I'm her guinea pig. Which is fantastic because whatever we finish, I give it to her and it comes back and you've shared them before.
I just made a little TikTok sharing some of them. She's so fast.
So fast. And she's like talented and creative and I love her color combinations and she cares so much.
So much. I do think that because like she knows like what we like and everything.
Yes.
Extra attention going into the finishing.
I would completely agree with that. And even the way she packages everything, she gets special ribbon. She's doing the cording that matches. We talk very briefly.
Very briefly.
When we're at coffee or something. And I'll just say, she'll give me her idea. I'm like, that sounds wonderful.
You know, what's also really fun is you guys kind of like live close by each other. And I love when we have to drop stuff off to Amy. It's very exciting.
Oh, it's very exciting. Like I was doing all these minis, which Emily showed in her TikTok to attach like bag charms. And she was like, you forgot a few stitches on the peach. So I zoomed over there, dropped off the light blue. Then I gave her the wrong blue. So we went back over. And it's fantastic. If anyone is interested, you can DM me.
Yes. DM Anne.
Please. Yes. And I will give you her information if you are looking to have something finished. And for sure, she has finished our needlepoint kits, the champagne, the bow, and the hydrangea. So
I need to share when we go up to the lake house, the hydrangea, because it's so beyond cute. Like I want to throw up. It's like literally yes, the cutest thing I've ever seen is. In my life. But this is also something too that we were kind of now we can have, you know, offering as Emily on bows, because as you know, we sell our needlepoint kits and Amy
right.
has been finishing it. And that is, I mean, we've talked about this before. And if you are an avid needle pointer, you know how long that finishing can take. And it's so, when I shared it on TikTok and I think on Instagram, everyone was like, oh my gosh, I love seeing the finished product. The level of personality that each project has, seriously, like it is so true. Much character and personality.
And she, I'm looking at it right now, she took our champagne bottle kit and she made this stand up and it kind of looks like a champagne bottle. It does. She did it. She put a cork in it. And then she also just returned. We don't sell. We're sold out of the Bow needlepoint kit. But she made it into the sweetest little pillow. I actually have it hanging on the handle of my office upstairs. I need to bring it down to the studio.
Yes. And she also... Oh, yeah. I guess she did the Bow, the champagne, and the hydrangea. Well, the hydrangea she put on like a boat tote and with our name on it, like our last name. And she put the hydrangea. I have to share a video. It's up like hanging on a door handle at our lake house as decor, as decoration.
It's so pretty. Cute. It's so cute. And then Elizabeth finished her first project, which is a horse. And Amy's working on that. And I think she just ordered some beautiful brown velvet for the back. She's going to make like a little hanging thing.
I have two projects that I need to finish before we go to the next needlepoint shop because then I want to get a new project. I feel like I'm a little backed up with projects and whatnot.
Yes.
But it is so nice because it's like, okay, you can like see what it's going to turn into. It's much more motivating because now we can actually have like a real project done.
Well, and you can just frame the things, which I had done. And then once she was getting into this, she said, I can make this. I knew she could make it so much cuter.
Right. Yes.
So that is a resource. If anyone is looking, she's, you know, reasonable. She's got a good turnaround with the time. I know she's trying to get an Instagram started. And she has set up her space in her home and she's in heaven.
I'll keep sharing what she finishes just so you guys can see. One, because I think it's fun. But two, also, if you do need a finisher, it's just fun to see.
And she currently has a straw hat that I did and she bought an acrylic tray and she's going to finish it. And then it'll be on the bottom of the acrylic tray.
I can't even stand it.
I can't stop looking at them. They're so cute. And I contemplated learning how to finish myself. Maybe at some point I will, but... No need.
And also when she uses like she loves Liberty fabric. And so a lot of that is on the back of some of the projects. Ugh. I mean, and that just, it's like, oh my God, this is so cute. And then you turn around on the back and you're like, wow, this just keeps getting better.
She also ordered a fabric from Spoonflower that has black bows on it.
Oh yes. And she used that on the champagne and the bow, which is so cute.
It's beyond. So I would say on these hot days, I'm treating it like yesterday. It felt like a cold winter's day to me. We were under a blanket.
No, literally.
I was needlepointing.
And you were needlepointing. It is so hot. I mean, I have said this before. I don't know how you guys and girls are doing it in the Texas heat. Mm. We're not like, I don't love that like stale heat. I like a breeze. I like it to be in like the mid 70s. I don't like when we're in those high 90s. It's not me. No. It's not who I am at my core. No. Nope. Thank you.
No. No. So we were doing bows and lows. But so,
yeah, we talked about the refresh. That's your bow. Obviously, the needlepointing projects is also your bow. Do you have a low of sorts that you would like to share?
Not from this week.
Feel pressure to make one up if you don't have one.
I really don't. I could share my low from a couple of weeks ago that I'm still kind of getting over the fact that Elizabeth and I were both sick.
Oh, my God. Tell.
We were both sick. It was nothing major, but it leveled us. It leveled us. We had July 4th. Everything's wonderful. We're staying at the lake house after July 4th. And one of the days, I'm like, I was treating it like we were on vacation. And we went to a local place that we've gone to for years. I don't even like to say what I had for lunch because it makes my stomach turn, but I'll spell it. We had EGG salad.
We're now speaking in code.
I love EGG salad, but not really for a very, very long time, will I? So we eat it and we shared a milkshake. It's like a soda shop kind of a place. Really cute. We were, you know, fully acting like we were on vacation. Well, then the two of us had eye exam appointments, like annual eye exam appointments. So we're driving there. I'm getting out of the car. I'm like, geez, Elizabeth, we didn't even have that much of a milkshake. That thing is like sitting in my stomach. And she's laughing at me like, what are you talking about? The eye doctor lets us both come in to our appointment together, which was actually kind of fun. We get our eyes dilated and we get to talk. And the doctor was like, so what have you girls been doing today? And I said, actually, we just went out to a fun lunch. But I got to tell you, I haven't had a milkshake forever. And Liz is like, why are you telling the eye doctor about the milkshake?
Yeah.
I said, and I'm telling you, that was not the best milkshake.
I do not feel well.
I do not feel well. And I didn't even feel lousy at all. It just was, just like it landed in my stomach. So we go, now we drive home. Eyes are completely dilated. And we have our sunglasses on and everything. We grab a few things. We go back to the lake house. We get back there and we have a little bit of dinner because we're still full from this very small lunch. And Elizabeth's like, I don't feel well. And I say, it's because your eyes were dilated or whatever.
Yeah.
Well, around 10 o'clock, she goes upstairs, comes back down. This isn't like the best topic. I feel bad if people are eating their lunch or something. She throws up. She comes down and she's like, oh my goodness, I feel so much better. I'm like, okay, it must have just been your eyes or whatever. We go to bed. She's like, I just don't feel well. She continues to throw up all night long.
It's not funny.
It's not funny, but it like took us by storm. She then comes into my room for some reason. I think she was overwhelmed by how much she was throwing up. And at like, I don't know, 3 o'clock, she comes in and she's like, Mom, I cannot stop throwing up. Well, as she was coming into our room, we got a phone call from our security system, and it was the fire department. So the security system called, and then the head chief of the fire department called, and he said, we have, discharged or whatever, dispatched a couple of trucks. We think there might be a fire in your house.
At the new house, like where we currently are right now.
Yeah, we're at the lake house.
And yes, yes.
In the new house, there could be, oh my God. So I got Elizabeth standing there. My husband and I are talking to the fire chief. Thank God he called and I answered, because they would just, as they should, bang the door down
right
to get inside. So I let them know how to get inside. They get inside. There's no fire. So Elizabeth's kind of standing there listening to all this. We're wide awake. I said, okay, just go back. Have some liquids. You'll be fine.
Yeah.
I'm sure it'll go away. As she's leaving the room, my stomach is turning, rumbling. I'm like, oh, geez, I do not feel well. I got hit. I got hit by whatever this bug was.
You guys had food poisoning. It was like gross eggs that you guys ate.
I'm still not over it. Yeah, I'm still not totally over it, because I cannot think of the last time I was with a stomach bug or food poisoning. It went on and on the whole next day. It took us like 3 or 4 days. Elizabeth thought that I was throwing up as much as she was. And after we were all done, she's like, how many times did you throw up? I said, twice. She threw up like 16 times. She goes, what?
I thought
you were throwing up as much as I was. I didn't want to say anything, but no, I was not.
Poor Ebeth, this summer, she has had like she can't catch a break. The girl cannot catch a break.
No.
She's been sick so often. This was like such a stomach bug situation. And like that place, like we love it dearly and we'll still go back, but we cannot be ordering EGG salad. Like that's like a burger and hot dog place.
I know.
And the eggs were definitely like, sitting out or something. And it was funny because you guys, I left that day because I had a dermatologist appointment, and then I had my eye exam the next day, and I was like, I'm just gonna go back to my apartment. Like I wanted to see my boyfriend or whatever. And right after I left, you guys went to lunch. So the way that I missed this whole thing, like I too could have been hit. So and then you guys were out there for so long because you were so weak.
No, I didn't think I'd ever leave there. I'm like, I cannot leave there. And nobody else got it. I mean, Dad was with us the whole time and he didn't get
it.
Nurse Terry.
That's why I think it 100% was food poisoning.
I texted my mom and then she texted something back. I couldn't even text. And my response was miserable.
Like, no, yeah.
That was the only word to describe it. I didn't care what happened. It was awful.
And it was like Wednesday, and then you guys came back Saturday, right? Because we left Sunday then for Rhode Island. So, and I honest to God, like I've never, like it was maybe the most fun July 4th of my entire life, but I genuinely have never been hit so hard by a holiday.
Oh no. I couldn't agree with you more. It was like the holiday lasted 8 days or something.
It was so like epic and fun and like all American, like out of a movie. But the way that we could not recover from that holiday, because then you guys got sick and then you came home on Saturday, like had to pack up everything from the lake, drive home, repack for Rhode Island. I stopped by and I'm like, oh my God, you girls are not looking good. And then we went to Rhode Island for the week, and it still took you like that first day, like when we were, we showed up to Ocean House, and, you know, everyone's ordering lobster rolls and we're getting all this seafood, and you and Elizabeth are like, oh, can I have a cracker?
Right.
It was we were really selling,
like a little bit of Sprite.
Yeah. And then you guys were fine the rest of the trip, but it really lasted. It lingered.
It really lingered. It was, I mean, I feel like I'm still, I mean, of course, this is all mindless and it luckily it went away, but it is kind of funny. I still feel like there are repercussions. For instance, I had to cancel my haircut.
Oh, this is funny.
And you know, if you've been following, I just have a short haircut and I go to the same woman, Katie, that I've gone to for years. I love it. And I go every 4 weeks. Well, I was so sick. I had to text her. I'm missing it. well, then we were on vacation and then she's been on vacation. So now it's kind of my long hair era.
It's long hair and
she's still on vacation. She's
still here. I kind of like it though. It's cute. I mean, yeah. It's look as she tilts her head because it's got a little like texture and like kind of flip to it.
Yeah.
And you do have so much hair. Like you have, like if you just let it grow, like you have such thick hair.
Yes.
And it grows really fast.
No, it does. So I'm not sure. I think she's still on vacation, but I also don't want to bother her because she's coming back from vacation and I'm sure she's got a full schedule. So I'm supposed to get it next week.
The other funny part about when we need to remember this, you said this, is right after July 4th, you know, like nobody could get it together. Nobody could recover. And then you guys get hit with the sickness. And it was like every appointment that we had was that week. So you guys actually ended up missing a lot of appointments. Like I had dermatologist, eyes, I had something else, like all of these things. Right. So you have to remember because it kind of hits that 6 month mark of like, I don't know.
Or our schedule is sort of like that. Like,
yeah, we have to remember to push it into August because we cannot be doing all these checkups like in July. So
I did miss like my mole check.
And mole check.
Different things.
Always the moles.
Yes.
It's always the moles.
So I did have to cancel that. And I'm still, you know, kind of rescheduling things.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. But
so that was my low. And it's continued.
It was the low of the month.
It was the low.
I would say the two bows of the month were, as we kind of continue with our recap, was July 4th was literally so much fun. Mm-hmm. Like but that also seems like, I know July has flown by. That does seem like a while ago at this point.
Well, we've done a lot. And Rhode Island was a huge bow.
And then Rhode Island was our next bow as well. We stayed at Ocean House. We were there for 5 days, 4 days. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was just magical. It was
really nice.
We had a great time.
Claire and Connor came with us. It was just a great family vacation.
It really was. And I loved seeing Ocean House. I feel like I've seen like it on social media and stuff before. And like Grammy and Papa have been there. As you guys know, they lived in Newport for a little bit. We went to Newport for the day. Mm-hmm. Just being on the East Coast. And I loved the time of the, I mean, I know you were recovering and whatnot, but once you had your health back.
Once I had my health back, I was fine.
Yeah. So, and I also liked, because we had been to Newport 2 years ago in March for that conference. Yes. So it was nice to kind of like, I was like, oh, we recently were here. It was packed.
Packed. We went to Castle Hill for lunch.
Yeah. It was really lovely.
We did a little bit of shopping. We went to see the Breakers Mansion.
That is my favorite place.
It's great. I mean, you and I did it 2 years ago. You've done it when you were little, but I always love going to see that. We went to KJP.
Yes.
And they were excited to see you. They gifted you each sweaters, which was nice.
The cutest sweaters. So yeah. Rhode Island was amazing.
We had great weather.
Oh yeah. We had really great, really great mm-hmm. weather. Mm-hmm. Very relaxing. So I have a whole vlog on that if you guys want to check it out. And then this week was, now I feel like we've kind of like got back to our footing and stuff. And then I felt like every single brand and company decided to go on sale. Everyone was having a sale, you know?
So many sales.
And
well,
now
we did kind of have that. We had July 4th and then we went to Nordstrom and did that sale. And it was Amazon Prime.
Yep.
That's a lot.
Yeah, no.
At one time for everybody.
Right, to cover each of those. So we did both. Which is why, honestly, unfortunately, the podcast usually is the thing that falls off to the last thing. Because there are so many other pillars to my business that are money makers. And not that this isn't, but, you know, when you've got 15,000 products you got to cover for a Prime Day sale,
right?
We tend to focus more on that, even though we just adore the podcast so much. So I did just kind of want to make that, because unfortunately it's the last thing that goes.
Right. And a lot of it was, I was ill and then we were on vacation. We were saying though, we were more portable before we had the studio. We were definitely more portable. Like we would take things on the go. We could take the speakers, but I like it all just set up here. It feels very good and routine like that we're sitting here doing it.
I agree. And then we had a big Emily on Bow summer sale and you just finished up because that ended yesterday. You just finished up packaging all the items. Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, we need to jump in on all of this, the month of sales. And we sold a bunch of Emily on Bow's products as well for you guys. We did 20% off, which I think you said something that we might, because it did do so well. I mean, who doesn't love a sale, right?
Well, and we were talking about, like, somebody today, I packaged it. They did an afternoon pick-me-up tote and two bow mugs. Like, that's really cute. I want to ask them, like, who are you giving this to? Is this for yourself? I think it's a really great idea.
I always get questions from people, like, about our merchandise and how much we, you know, how much time and all that goes into it. And we honestly, like, you guys are so sweet and so supportive because mm-hmm. you do purchase, and we do, you know, we're sending out so many packages to you guys.
So many orders.
And so many orders. And that's why we continue to do it, because it is, it's just been going so well. And so we like to, you know, it's good to sprinkle in a sale here or there, just to, especially right. in the summer like that, when,
oh, yeah,
when everybody the whole world else. Is on sale.
Right. And it was kind of fun because we try and reorder and keep things from different lines. And I felt like people were taking advantage of the sale in the best possible way and getting a bunch of things. I think it was a great thing for Christmas shopping too.
Yes, I kind of agree with you as well. So
maybe we were saying, if you're a subscriber to the newsletter, to our email newsletter, which we don't, we put it out every once in a while. We thought maybe in a few weeks we'll do one for our newsletter subscribers.
Right.
Maybe so, like 25% off or something.
So just for our newsletter subscribers, you guys will get your own code that you can only get through the email, and that mm-hmm. will, you know, give you a percentage off as well. So just like wanted to incentivize those people who are really following closely and paying attention and stuff, because we really appreciate it.
And I also feel like in packaging orders, so many people write nice notes.
Oh, I love the notes.
So I kind of feel like those are podcast people, because we've talked about it before, and usually they say, I listen to the podcast, so
right, right.
It is really fun to get it. Somebody mentioned Laura in their little note, and she was excited.
Yeah, she does get so excited. Mm-hmm. It's really sweet. So those are just some of the highlights and recaps of July and so many other little things in between. But it's really been a stellar month overall.
It has.
Aside from your health, I feel like it's been a strong month.
And it was
for
really
you.
Just a few days.
Okay, so I see that you have a little bit of a question paper. I'm seeing some notes.
I've got all of those things here, Emily. I was just sort of thinking about, like, we've talked so much about loving lately. And I love when you put that up on your Insta story. Like,
yeah.
We have a little folder, and when we find things, you do a great job.
Oh, thanks, guys.
Yeah. So I thought we could kind of go through. Well, before I get to that, this would go with loving lately. I know that Elizabeth had made a bucket list. Well, I told Dad there were two things I wanted to do this summer, and I can't remember what the second one was. The first one.
Awesome.
Yeah. It should be easy to do then. The first thing that I wanted to do is I want to go to the Cleveland Art Museum.
Oh.
Because they have a really great exhibit. And that's one thing I definitely want to do. I can't for the life of me remember. I think I did it, whatever the second one was. But for those of you, because we were talking about Madison, our physical therapist, we saw her last week, and we were saying how the month has flown by. And sometimes it's writing down what you have done.
Yes, we've talked about this
before.
Very
helpful.
Especially if you guys like have little kids, or if you don't, if you're just like, live on your own, you're my age, get a piece of paper out, computer paper, notebook, whatever, and just mm-hmm. write down and go through each of the months, maybe do it towards the end of August, and write down everything you did this summer. You're gonna be like, dear Lord, yeah. I was busy.
Right. Even if it was cleaning out something, or
yeah.
I don't know, my sister texted me, she cleaned out her spice cabinet the other night. Like, that's a good summer thing.
Yeah. I think it does make you like feel and reflect on the summer super well. So what,
don't make your list too big. Like,
no.
That's why I only had two things. I think I did the other one. All right, so here are a few different questions. What's your favorite summer piece you've been wearing this season? And I have to say, Emily, I think your clothes are really cute this summer. You've been sent so many adorable things.
Okay, thank you. That's yeah. so nice. I do feel like I have so many. I don't know if I've ever gotten sent so many clothes as mm-hmm. I have this summer. I have so many clothes. And I think a lot of people, like even in our own family, they're like, oh my gosh, like, are you buying? Right. Like, guys, I don't think I've actually bought anything. Mm-mm. It's so amazing. And that's just like one of the many wonderful things about this job that I have. Literally, I've gotten sent so many clothes to the point that I cannot wear it. I don't have enough events. I wish I had enough events.
Right.
So thank you for
yes.
mentioning that.
But what do you think has been your favorite summer piece that you wore?
Oh my gosh, that's such a hard question. I really loved my July 4th looks. I loved my little solid and striped, like the red and white set with the oversized just button down and the shorts. I just really loved that whole look on the beach. Mm-hmm. Honestly, like, I know this is like probably, you're gonna be like, oh, you said this on purpose, but like my Emily on Bow's straw tote, I can't stop using.
It's
so
true.
Like I wear that all the time. I always wear, like, pretty much every single day, I wear my Hermes sandals. Mm-hmm. I cannot say enough good things about them. If you ever are, like, thinking of getting them or investing in shoes, you will not wear another pair of shoes. Once you break them in, they're so comfortable. And mm-hmm. So I always wear that. So my straw tote, my Hermes sandals, What else have I worn? I feel like I've been wearing more sundresses on a daily basis, probably because I got sent 15,000.
Right.
So that's exciting as well.
Yeah.
What about you? What would you say your summer?
I've definitely been wearing more dresses.
Yeah.
I love my Mulberry woven rattan tote bag that I got in Dublin.
Yes.
And it has a cute little, I love bag charms.
Bag charms. Good one.
I really am enjoying those. And I have a few and I've been switching them out.
Same.
I don't know if anyone notices them except myself, but I love them. I love them.
I have my watermelon on for this week.
Yes. Yours looks, it's really cute.
Yeah.
It's perfect. I would say I've been wearing more dresses this summer.
I would say I've been wearing more dresses as well. Mm-hmm. Sets are always an easy one that I've been wearing and stuff. But yeah, just
okay. Really what about good pieces. So you kind of answered your go-to accessories for the summer. You've been mostly wearing gold, haven't you? Oh, I love the charm necklaces. I'm not wearing it, but Elizabeth and you have really cute, like, nautical looking.
Yeah, I feel like my starfish necklace from Jacob. Mm-hmm. I think that's sold out, but like I've been wearing that a bunch. I've been wearing big statement necklaces more.
I like that.
Which or like layering them. I feel like that's like an easy thing to do. Mm-hmm. My shell earrings, you can't see them because I have my headphones on right now, but I wear these all the time. They're really nice. These were sent to me from Lauren Hope.
Those are pretty.
Really just like you don't feel them, they're light. Mm-hmm. That's kind of my favorite type of earring. So yeah, a shell, a starfish, an oyster, things like that. I feel like have
and
been.
I noticed you've pulled out like you have that really pretty wedding guest look reel and you pulled out like a green bracelet.
I know, just kind of adding
some
like
pops of color
and trying to like wear all of my pieces as much as possible because I feel like you get things for a new event or whatever. And mm-hmm. Well, actually, in my case, I haven't really been shopping. I've just been gifted all the items, but I am trying to like wear all of the items and like that's curate good looks. So,
okay. Have you discovered any new skincare or beauty products that you can't live without this summer?
Great question. So during the week that you guys were ill, I went to the dermatologist and for some reason I felt like I didn't have like anything to use for my skin. I don't know. Things were off the wagon. So she finally prescribed me tretinoin, which has been drying me out. Mm. But I feel like it's definitely been helping me.
That's good.
Which is good. And then I always use my Obagi products, my moisturizer, my facial toner, my facial cleanser. And nothing else really. My sunscreen from Skin Medica, is that what it's called? Mm-hmm. I've been using that a lot. That's as well. Good. But yeah, I finally got some like good tretinoin, so I've been
using that.
Your
skin looks great.
It could be better. I'm breaking out a little bit by my mouth. I feel like that's like a sugar problem.
Oh.
You know, what
sometimes
is that?
The toothpaste.
Toothpaste. I also sometimes think like I use the Mario Badescu like moisturizer. I've often thought for years that has caused me to break out, but...
Fun fact, I have been using the Jergens Instant Sun tanning situation and I like it.
Yeah, I love that.
I go back and forth between that or Tan Lux.
I love that.
So that's kind of been my go-to. Let's see what else.
Oh, I did want to say I got sent the T3 brush, which is like a competitor to the Dyson, which we have the Dyson. Okay. I am obsessed. This is not an ad. Like, they gifted it to me, so I obviously, like, used the product.
Right.
You need to get it, everybody. I have never used a hair tool that I have loved so much. It's to blow out your hair.
Wow.
And I don't know why, but the bristles to me are not as, like, tough as the Dyson ones are. And the Dyson would kind of leave my hair looking, like, kind of frizzy. Hmm. The T3 is so smooth, and I'm going to link it in this podcast, or if you're watching on YouTube, you need to get it. Like, it'll work for your hair if it works for mine. This is not an ad. Like, I'm not working with them. I wish I was, because I believe in the product.
Right.
Yeah. But it's such a good...
The Dyson is such a high price point, in my opinion. What's the T3? Is it comparable?
I mean, it's not cheap, because T3 blowout brush... But like if you've tried, I feel like I've literally tried everything.
I know. I feel like you have.
$159.
Oh,
it's not terrible. You can get it on Amazon. You can get it on Nordstrom, Sephora. Cool, cool, cool. Actually, I wonder if it's still on sale for the anniversary sale. Literally, you need to get it.
That's good. That's
period.
That's a great tip.
Yeah. Yep, yep, yep.
Okay. And so what about makeup? Anything?
I've just been doing lighter makeup. Like I can't be bothered, you know? Oh, I also worked with Dibs Beauty like in July and... I've been loving all their products. They have this bronzer that is so delightful. It's a stick. It's bronzer and blush. And I just start chucking that on my face. And then they have this like body highlighter, which I've seen other influencers post about. It's like this little fun brush. Okay. And then it's like a little like tube and you take the brush and you kind of put on your décolletage. It's a fun project.
That's fun.
And I have been loving that as well. All my Dibs Beauty products. I'm actually really happy that I got to try it because I always see people posting about it.
I think I would like that. Yeah. I've been using, I had tried it for a while and I really like it. It's the, I don't know how you say it, Rodial that brand. And it's the Peach Low Lighter. And I use it as a concealer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Love that.
I like it. There's a banana low lighter and the peach and something else. I think the peach goes with my skin tone better. Yeah. But that's a good one.
These are really good questions. Good way to catch up.
Okay. How do you stay balanced and energized during the summer months when life gets busy?
Oh my God. What a cute question.
Isn't it?
I don't. I just...
We get energized. Our family.
I mean, we get energized when we're together. I feel like I do. That was a joke. Obviously, I do. But like, I mean, how do I stay energized? I've been going to Pilates. That's still helping. Mm-hmm. I feel like I have a coffee. I talk to you.
This question, what's been your proudest accomplishment this summer? I mean, we still have a long way to go, but that's a serious question.
My proudest accomplishment?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. This is so... what a loaded question. Mm-hmm. My proudest accomplishment.
Mine is my needlepoint.
Yeah, well, that's good. What is my proudest accomplishment? I'm sure there's something that I'm just like not.
Yeah, that's a hard one. I don't really know. You've done so many good things for work.
I mean, for work, I feel like it's like been.
Yeah.
Doing very well as far as like I feel like I've been having a lot of like exciting like partnerships and stuff and just stay tuned guys.
You know what I would say? I mean, we're really silenced here by this question. I will say that I felt really victorious after our Rhode Island trip. Mm-hmm. And anyone who plans a trip, and I know I say this on other trips, it's a lot of work. The reservations, coordinating everything, if you're the one doing it, right. And I felt really, really happy because everything that I planned went well and it was a perfect mix of relaxation and activity.
Yes.
And with six people,
yep.
I think, you know, that can be six adults. It went really well.
I would agree with it. It was a really lovely trip. Yeah.
And I was happy lots of years. We seem to take a trip at the beginning or we have to do something. We go somewhere fun for work for mm-hmm. Emily on Bose. But I haven't planned like a fun little vacation in July in a long time.
No, we were talking about that. We never are really, like, obviously we have our lake house and stuff, but I feel like we are never, like, on vacation in the middle of smack dab of July, which is, I feel like, when, like, the kids are on vacation, everybody who's, like, still in school, like, people are mm-hmm. on their July vacations. And I loved, honestly, it was a fun time of year because it's such the heart of summer.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I would say that's been my best accomplishment.
I'm going to think about it, table it, and come back to you guys. Or maybe I'm going to turn and try and strive mm-hmm. for some other things.
Okay, what's your favorite summer accessory or decor piece? I know that you just updated that brings the season into your home.
Oh, I love that. Oh, I feel like we have like a lot of raffia pieces and stuff that mm-hmm. we've been enjoying. And the ginger jars have been such a nice little thing. We just got these new like rattan raffia rechargeable lights like to put on your table and your bedside from Walmart. I thought those were really cute. I love my balcony chairs. I've been sitting out on my balcony a little bit more.
That's cute.
Yeah.
So and those are still available.
They are. They're from Walmart too.
Yeah.
So those are some of the items. These are really great questions. This was a lovely little catch up and I love when you come to the show with notes and questions and it just adds a whole wonderful layer of organization. And thank you all so much for listening to the show today mm-hmm. in this little catch up. We hope you're doing well. Let us know in the comments what you've been up to this summer. Write us a little sentence if you have a moment. I would love to hear what you guys have going on or maybe what you're looking forward to in August. And I feel like if you're excited for fall or maybe you're still in that summer mode, let us know. We want to have a little convo. Yes. As always, you can follow me on Instagram, follow me on TikTok. You can watch the episodes of Bose & Company on YouTube. And I always have my vlogs. And follow Sincerely Anne too. DM her. Sure. She always responds.
I do.
And we will talk to you guys in our next episode of Bose & Company. And remember that everything is better with a bow. Bye-bye now.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer.
New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two-fourths of the British podcast No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.